From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The Bush administration is in the midst of a number of legal and procedural battles over the war on terrorism. News analyst Daniel Shore has been taking note of a shift.
For the past half dozen years, since 9/11, the Bush administration has been able to prevail over its Democratic opponents by invoking the words patriot and terrorism. But its broad interpretations of the Constitution and the law are no longer faring so well. For one, its effort to grant immunity to major telephone companies that may have broken the law by cooperating with the National Security Agency on eavesdropping, that's running into heavy opposition. Democrats and some Republicans in Congress are dubious about the constitutionality of retroactive immunity. For another thing, retired Judge Michael Mukasey, who at first seemed a shoo-in for Attorney General, has run into stormy weather in the Senate Judiciary Committee over the issue of torture. Asked to say whether waterboarding, simulated drowning, can be defined as torture, Mukasey refused to answer. The White House pleads that he doesn't know because he doesn't have access to classified documents. Say what? A nominee for Attorney General can't see secret documents? The administration is not having much better luck in the courts. In a criminal trial in Dallas, the federal prosecutor accused a Muslim charity of giving material support to terrorists. Under a Bush executive order, much of the evidence was not produced in public. In the end, the jury rendered a not guilty verdict for one defendant on all but one count. On the other 196 counts, the jury could not agree, and there was a mistrial. The government had lost previous similar cases in Chicago and Tampa, Florida. Until recently, the administration has been able to operate under a questionable legal theory that an anti-terrorist campaign defined as a war gives the president an exemption from normal adherence to law. It might be called the Nixon Doctrine. It was Nixon who once said that when the president does it, that means it's not illegal. Nixon learned differently, and so may President Bush. This is Daniel Shore.